Women of a Certain Age, a Cautionary Tale. On the deed to her house, this description: an unmarried woman with a 22-foot ladder on her Christmas list. She calls Nancy when she needs a chainsaw, Susanna for a posthole digger, Peg when it's time to prune the walnut. They borrow her generic white pickup to bring home fencing, yards of gravel, cords of wood. None of them is waiting for the prince. As it happened, power brokers uprooted the young men they leaned against their lockers with, the ones who couldn't go to class when the waves were breaking, who drove their cars too fast and chose the army when the judge said, choose, then planted them in Asian fields, giving up their sustenance to rice and coffee, plantations of tea. They are widows of a phantom generation, young men yanked from parking lots, classrooms, barbecues, ball fields, and oh, those back seats, for something that seemed important at the time. In the end, the government made apologies, but of those men who survived the jungle, many could not face their families. Some took the lives they were left with. Others couldn't find love after finding they could kill. Marking this catastrophe like swollen rings on a redwood tree, a flood of women of a certain age keep a toolbox stocked with hammer, level, and drill, and console themselves that no one will misplace them, yet or still.